Fourth quarter about to begin. Concord scores at the buzzer, and they get the ball. They lead 40-33 heading into the final 8 minutes. And they have outscored the Tigers in the middle. Oh, are you kidding? They call a hand-checking foul on Carson Gould 35 feet from the basket. Gould with his second. Out of bounds to Concord. Concord has outscored Warsaw in the middle two quarters, 32-19. Warsaw was up 14-8 after one. And now it's a seven-point lead. It could be 9 or 10. Bowler, right side in on Gould, banks it up and in. The Concord offense right now being very efficient. They're scoring almost every trip, and the Tigers are down by 9. Gould down to the right wing. Throws it out to Bricker. He'll catch and shoot a three-pointer. It's way short. And the rebound's grabbed by McEwen. He'll hand back to Bolin, who takes off. Pass up the wing, grabbed by Avery Johnson. Johnson out to McEwen, across to Messenger. He fakes the long jumper, runs in on Martin, leans into him, threw up a wide shot, and it goes in. 44-33. Gould, right wing, down here below us. Looks inside, bounces in the corner to Martin, who only has two baskets, 5 points in the whole game. Martin gets whacked, quits whacked again, that scores, and a foul. Again, they're happy to foul you. And in this game, not many of them have been called. Score the basket for Brant Martin. He's got 7 and a chance for a three-point play. The foul is called against Messenger. That's his second. Martin's free throw is good. He's got 8. That's his first free throw. 44-36. Warsaw within 8. 7 minutes to play. Bolin across the line. They trap him at the line, and he jumps a pass to the near side for Pro. Pro back out to Bolin. Now he'll dribble out of the center circle toward the right. Now throws it back to Messenger on the near side of the center circle. Now back to the far side to Johnson. Johnson pressured by Martin. One dribble and out to McEwen. McEwen fakes a handoff. Bounces to the far sideline, Johnson. Down to the baseline for Messenger against Bricker. Skips a pass out top for McEwen. Left side for Bolin. Bolin picked up on the switch. They're going to come and trap him. Left side for McEwen. Down on the block. Leans in. Shot blocked. Got it on his rebound. Kicks it out to Pro. He'll shoot a 10-footer and miss it. And the rebound's grabbed by Bricker. And Bricker got hit in the face. And play goes on. In transition, Carson Gould, near side Martin, up the baseline, into a double team, and a whistle and a foul call. And the Concord fans, or the Concord players, protest. They put their hands on their heads because they can't believe that was called, because for 2.5 quarters, it was not. Foul on Johnson's, his first. Two team fouls this quarter on Concord. Kavanaugh back in for Johnson. Carson Gould, right baseline down here below us to put it in. And they throw it out. The inbounds pass hit McEwen in the head. Bricker will go back to get it. McEwen went down. It's 5-on-4. Up ahead, Finlinson. Finlinson looks inside at Yeager. They can't get him the ball. Finlinson out near the timeline for Carson Gould. 5:48 to play. Gould at the foul line comes up shooting and hit it. And a timeout is taken. A full timeout by Warsaw. 5:42 left to play in the fourth. It's Concord 44, Warsaw 38, back in 60 on News Now Warsaw. After that timeout, Warsaw has 2 full timeouts left. Concord has 3 fulls. 5:40 clock running, fourth quarter. Roger Grossman at McEwen Gym, 44-38. Minutemen have the ball and a 6-point lead. Warsaw trapping everywhere. Far sideline for Kavanaugh. Back out to Pro. He'll run into the lane, kick it left for McEwen. Then back out to Messenger. Out of the top for Kavanaugh. Out of the right side to Pro. Pro pressured, and he gets it to Bolin. Bolin left side, Messenger. Messenger double team. Jumps a pass down to Bolin outside the block on the left. Back to Messenger, open but not shooting. Time and score dictate that he does not this time. Pro dribbles toward the double team, then threw it out top. Oh, caught by Kavanaugh. Could have been picked off. McEwen, ball knocked away. Sullivan dies for it, and he hits his head on a snare drum as he slides off the court into the Concord band. He's fine. Out of bounds to Concord. 4:58 left. This feels like a really big possession. If Warsaw can get a stop and score, they'd be right back in it. Bolin. If Concord scores, they'd be up by 8 or maybe 9. Bolin picks up his dribble. He's in trouble. He jumps a pass. Oh, it goes to McEwen in the right corner. That pass was so bad, it ended up being good for Concord. Messenger, left side to Pro. Down to Bolin outside the lane. Jumps a pass. He threw right to Bricker in the lane. Never saw him. Bricker races down the middle of the lane. Takes an off-balance shot. It's no good. And the rebound's grabbed by McEwen. Again, that's a forced-up shot that easily could have been a foul, but it's still not a good shot to take when you're down by six with 4.5 minutes to go. You got to stop. You got nothing for it. Messenger jumps a pass to McEwen. Back to Bolin. He shoots a three. He missed it short. Rebound grabbed by Cavanaugh over the top of Bricker. Out to Messenger for a 22-footer. It's in and out. And the rebound grabbed by Martin for the Tigers. Jumps a pass ahead to Gould. Gould through the center circle, angering from far side to near. Martin gets knocked down. The defender went down. Shot at the free throw line. No good. Again, a forced up shot by Warsaw. And Sullivan's going to pick up his third foul. Warsaw shooting too quickly. That's a 17-footer. That's a hard shot. You'd have been better off to back up a step if you're going to take that shot and make it a three-point shot. 3:54 left. Tigers now in full court press mode. Cavanaugh to throw it in. And they get it in underneath the basket to Pro against Finlinson. Pro up the near sidelines, got around him. Got around two, fell down and lost the ball out of bounds. It's going to belong to Warsaw. Concord fans thought that Pro got tripped. We had a perfect angle of it. He did not. Dribbled it off his own foot, and that's why he fell down. Here come the Tigers, still down by six. They need a hoop here. Off a screen at the top, Carson Gould starts in, backs up, shoots a three-pointer. It's no good. Sullivan had the rebound. He got knocked around. It's loose, and it's grabbed by Bolin for Concord, and a foul is called on Carson in the backcourt. That's Carson's third. It'll be the third against the Tigers, I believe, here in the fourth quarter. And that was an open look. Carson with the miss. He's been red hot here the last few games. 3:31 left. And again, the Tigers with an opportunity that goes by the wayside after Concord turns it over. Bolin. Near side for Messenger across the line. Cavanaugh back to Messenger. High pass. Good catch by Bolin. Bolin drives to the right to the basket all the way in. Puts it in. He's got 17 points, and it's 46-38. Finlinson down to Sullivan on the block. Out top. Now to Bricker. Makes a head fake and a drive to the basket. Puts it up and in. Bricker's got 17 of his own. Tigers within six. Long pass down court. Pro got behind everybody. Put it up. He missed it. And Sullivan had the rebound knocked away. Pro got it back. Put it up. No good. Tipped around. Grabbed by the Tigers. Carson Gould the other way. Warsaw down by six. Carson flips it back. Finlinson for three in transition. Good! Finlinson hits with 2:42 to go. It's a game again. 46-43 Concord. 2:42 left. And we're back in 30 on News Now Warsaw. Big, big shot there by Finlinson. His second three of the game. His 23rd three-pointer of the season. 46-43. Concord's lead is now three. A minute ago, it was eight. Tigers have plenty of time. Let's see what Concord does this trip. They've been a little more passive of late and then tried to attack, and it hasn't worked out that great the last couple trips. Cavanaugh against full court pressure, having trouble, and finally got it into Pro. Pro lobs down court. Messenger by himself puts it in, and a foul. Sullivan bumped into him from behind. Drew caught up with him but couldn't catch him all the way. Messenger with a two-point basket and a chance for a three-point play. He now has 16. 48-43 Concord, 2:38 left. Messenger to the line to complete the play. Warsaw needs to block out here just in case. Messenger shoots, missed it. Sullivan up high for the rebound. So it turns out to be only two. Warsaw's deficit is five. Carson Gould, left corner Sullivan. Back up the sideline to Gould. Out to the circle for Bricker. Down inside Martin, one-on-one. Spins in, shoots it, missed it short. Rebound Cavanaugh. He fell down with the ball and somehow got it out to Bolin. Again, that's a forced up shot, not a good shot. It was well contested, and Martin couldn't put it in. McEwen outside the lane on the right. He's pressured into the corner for Pro. Pro spins a circle, dumps it underneath to Kavanaugh, put it up and in. 50-33 Concord, 2 minutes left. Tigers got to hurry now. They need buckets, and they need them quickly. Finlinson fakes the three to the free throw line, and he threw it away. He had Martin under the basket, and Kavanaugh stole it. Ahead to Messenger. He'll spin around and take it back out, and Concord now is in control of the game, up by seven with the ball and 1:40 left. Matt Moore telling his guys to come out. Messenger trapped, throws the free throw line, tipped away by Gould in the corner. Pro, he showed three, didn't shoot it. Messenger around to Bolin. Far side, McEwen, underneath, wide open. Pro, he'll fake on Martin and put it up, and no good, but a foul call. Concord got ahead of the Tigers in the fourth quarter and then were able to dictate the terms. Martin with his second. And it looks like it's going to cost the Tigers a conference game tonight and a chance at the championship. Pro to shoot. His first one's up there, and it's good. He averages seven. He now has eight. Sullivan out. Jaeger back in. Believe it or not, that's for three-point shooting purposes. Jaeger's a good three-point percentage shooter. Pro shoots again, and he missed it. The rebound's grabbed by Finlinson for the Tigers. In transition, Gould up ahead to Martin right wing. Warsaw's got to hurry. Martin out top Finlinson. He'll lob it to the far side to Bricker. He'll fake for a floating 12-footer on the baseline. It's good. Bricker with 19, 51-45, 105 left. Low pass picked off. Jaeger with a steal. Finlinson races down in the corner. Carson Gould for three. It's in and out. And the rebound is batted out of bounds by Jaeger. It belongs to Concord. If that goes in, it's a three-point game. There's about a minute left. That one did not. It's out of bounds to Concord. They lead by six. Warsaw needs a miracle now. Kavanaugh looking for the baseball pass. We had a man open. Throws to McEwen instead, and Jaeger fouls him. Luke with his second. And I believe that's five. It is. So the bonus is in effect here. McEwen goes to the free throw line. He is 8 out of 13 for the season at the line, including the one he made earlier on that three-point play back in the second quarter. And he can put this thing out of reach with either one of these free throws. Remember, he gets two. It's not a one-and-one. That doesn't exist anymore. Free throw up. No good. Wide right. Tigers still have life. Concord did not populate the lane. Now they do. McEwen gets a pep talk from Pro, who fills the other lane spot at the far end. McEwen shoots for his sixth point. That's his average. Deep knee bend, puts it up. He missed them both. Finlinson's got the rebound, and Pro took it away. Pro took it away, gets it out the Messenger. 48 seconds left. Warsaw got their stop, and they could not keep the ball anyway. Messenger out top for Bolin. Free throw line to Pro. 40 seconds. Warsaw trying to foul, and Bricker finally gets the whistle. 39.4 left. Now Pro gets two chances. Warsaw essentially lost 15 seconds there with the lost rebound. Pro to shoot for his ninth point. He's one of three at the line. Free throw up and no good. He missed them too. This is a 70% free throw shooting team. Pro is one for four in this game. Started the game 13 out of 18. Again, they just need one to make it a seven-point game. Pro puts it up. That one's good. Timeout, Minutemen. 39 seconds to go in the game. Concord leads 52-45. We're back in 30 on News Now Warsaw. Roger Grossman back here at McEwen Gymnasium. 52-45, Concord with the lead. Minutemen look like they're on their way to a seventh straight win. The Tigers' win streak looks like it will end at five. Again, Warsaw has one timeout left. So they would need a four-point play or two threes to factor in there for sure. Jaeger to throw it in. Carson Gould in the backcourt. He gets it. He takes off. Through the center circle. Bolin backs up. They hand back to Martin. Martin bobbles. Drives down the lane. Ball knocked off his leg. Flips it back in. Ball loose. McEwen steals it. Concord's going to win the game. Foul call. Martin with the foul, his third. Warsaw did not play well tonight. Concord made some big shots in those middle two quarters. Outscored Warsaw in the second and third quarters combined 32-19. Warsaw's been playing catch-up ever since. Poland's free throw is around and in. When your point guard, who averages 8 a game, gets 18, yeah, that's a pretty good night. Bolin one more for number 19. It's good, too. 25 seconds left. Across the line, Bricker starts the free throw line. Ball stripped away. Stolen by Bolin. He'll race down and score. 14 seconds left. It's an 11-point game. Bad pass, Carson Gould. Picked off by McEwen. 9 seconds left. Poe will dribble it forward. Warsaw will take a whack at him. 3 seconds to go, and that will do it. Concord, 56. Warsaw, 45. The Minutemen are now 3-1 in the conference, and the Tigers at 1-2 have very little chance of recovering from that deficit to win the conference championship. Post-game coverage begins after these words on News Now Warsaw. 56-45, Concord beat Warsaw tonight here at McEwen Gymnasium. Final scoring for the Minutemen, Reese Brevard, 2 points, Andrew Cavanaugh, 3, Parker McEwen, 5, but his contribution was much, much deeper than that. And then they had Lucas Pro with 9, Braden Messenger with 16, and Jalen Bolin finished with 21 points. To lead Concord, who's now 12-2 on the season and 3-1 in the conference. For Warsaw, Drew Sullivan, 2. Robbie Finlinson, 6. Maiden Berger, 4. Luke Jaeger, 4 all in the first quarter. Carson Gould, 2. Brant Martin, 8. And Luke Bricker was the leader tonight with 19 points. Warsaw led it 14-8 after 1. Concord scored the next 10 points, the first 10 points of the second quarter, went on to lead at halftime, to get to within one at halftime at 24-23. The Tigers took the lead back in the middle of that second quarter. Then in the third, Concord outscored Warsaw 17-9. Concord was up 40-33 after three, again outscoring the Tigers 32-19 in the middle two periods, and then they held the lead throughout. Warsaw had their chances in the fourth quarter, and they just could not convert. Concord won the fourth quarter 16-12, and they win the game 56-45. We were tied 5 times, 5, 14, 18, 27, and 30, and we had 4 lead changes. Warsaw won the JV game 38-20, a JV game that was 13-9 at halftime. Warsaw is 6-4 at the JV level. Concord 11-3. Reed Nelson with a season high 10 points. Sam McDaniels with a season high 9 points. Again, the varsity final, Concord at 56, Warsaw 45. Final stats are coming your way next on News Now Warsaw. 56-45, Concord beats Warsaw here at McEwen tonight. It's time for the final stats. They're brought to you by Aldifer Bergen & Company. Let them be the head coach of your financial planning team. Aldifer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at aldiferbergen.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Warsaw ended up 18 of 37 from field. That's 48.6%, 5 of 13 for three-point range, 4 out of 6 at the free throw line. Concord was 20 of 40 from the field. That's 50%, 6 of 13 from three-point range, and 10 of 17 at the free throw line. rebounding edge to Concord, 22-21. The Minutemen had 8 offensive rebounds in the game. The Tigers turned it over 13 times, Concord only 9. Points off turnovers, Concord 19, Warsaw 9. So those 13 turnovers, Warsaw scored almost a point and a half off those turnovers. The second chance points, Concord 6, Warsaw 0. Points off the bench, Warsaw 6, Concord 2. Concord played to a 1.16, Warsaw to a 0.95. Individually in the game, Luke Bricker with 21 points in the game, 7 of 11 from the field, 3 of 4 from three-point range, 4 out of 4 at the free throw line. He also had 2 rebounds and 1 steal. I'm sorry, I'm looking at the wrong line. I apologize for that. Luke Bricker, 19 points. I thought so. Bricker, 19 points, 8 of 14 from the field, 2 of 4 from three-point range, 1 out of 3 at the free throw line, 5 rebounds, 1 assist, and 1 steal. Brant Martin, 3 out of 7 from the field, 8 points, 2 rebounds. Carson Gould, 1 of 4 from the field, 0 of 3 from the arc. He had 2 points, 6 rebounds, and he had 6 assists in the contest for the Tigers, who fall tonight to 8-3 on the season. They are now 1-2 in the conference, and their chances of winning the conference are very, very slim now. Again, the final, 56-45, Concord wins it. Final stats have been brought to you by Altifer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, online at altiferbergen.com. We'll come back with a play of the game next on News Now Warsaw.
Difficult. I did not think we responded well to the physicality. I did not think that we executed the game plan very well. I thought we, you know, we got rushed. And obviously, Concord is a very good team. They're well coached. They know what they do. But, you know, they get 17 free throws to our 6, and they hit 6 out of 13 threes, which are shooting 30% on the year. Again, credit goes to them, but we've got to do a better job, especially in the fourth quarter, of just managing and understanding if it's a 2-possession game, 3-possession game, like we don't have to hit a home run. Like, you got to get guys on base. And we came down 3 or 4 possessions in a row and just took the first shot. And sometimes that's okay, but we also have to understand, like, we need to be able to get to the free throw line. That's just one of the things that I've been really frustrated with that I've not been able to figure out with this group is, you know, because we do shoot it well, we don't do a good job of continuing to seek ways to get the ball. And then, you know what, they write the rules every night. And we've got to learn and do a better job as a staff to help our guys understand how the game is going to be called. And I just didn't do a good job of that tonight.
In those possessions, I think of those 4, I think one shot was an open shot. And the other ones were forced up 17-footers, drives down the lane that your guys got kind of moved off to the side of the lane by the time they were falling away from the basket. They were not what you call the big advantage shots.
Yeah, no, I'm disappointed in, yeah, just tonight. You know, I think they're playing hard, but as I told them in there, like, you know, the 3 championship characteristics that they've defined that teams have are toughness, togetherness, and effort. And I don't think we displayed those consistently, both up and or down throughout the game. And I've got to do a better job of managing that and putting those guys in position, you know, to play through being tired. And, you know, it's you know, some of the games we've been fortunate to win that have been down the stretch. You know, you're down 7, it feels like down 10 against them because they're going to pass the ball. They're a seasoned team. They understand what they're trying to accomplish. And then it kind of, you know, it's a backbreaker when you give them offense rebound off a missed free throw. You just can't do that. And so we have time, and you know, the sky isn't falling. I know sometimes that happens in Warsaw, but I think this group, you know, responded in the right way the last time that we took a hard loss. And I fully expect them to do the same thing after this. And I hope, you know, in the time that we have left, it is now a race. I talked to Lenny and the girls team about this. It's, you know, I enjoy horse racing. And it is about, you know, on the back stretch, it's not about where you're at. It's about who runs the race the best down the stretch. So whether you're in first or you're in eighth or in third, it's whoever runs the best down there. And we have to get better. We have to move out of the we're a good team to becoming a great team. And the thing that I think gets you there is a willingness to do things that are very hard. And, you know, we for whatever reason, our guys are unwilling to take charges. And it's not a matter of we have to show you the technique. You know, you remove Carson Gould and you remove Drew Sullivan out of the game. We don't have anybody else in our program that's taking a charge this year. That's a willingness thing. And so some of our guys just have to be willing to give more, even though it's out of their comfort zone, because on the other side of that is something that could be special. I think we're good, but we're not trying to be a good team. We're trying to be a great team. And in order to do that, we got to kind of shed some of the dead weight that we have right now with just some things that we're fearful of or just these environments, and we have time to do that, and I look forward to that.
Unfortunately, you don't have as time as you might normally have because you're back on the court at home tomorrow against Goshen. What do you know about the Hawks?
Well, you know, Michael does a great job. His teams are always prepared. They play really well inside of the personnel they have. They lost one of their big kids, which is a huge loss, and I feel so sorry for that kid. Has an injury to his foot. I don't know if it's going to be season ending or not, but you know he's going to have them ready. He'll have them prepared. They can shoot the ball a little bit, and they play hard. And you know they proved that a year ago at their place when we played them up there, and they hit a shot at the buzzer to beat us. And you know what? That's in some ways you got to understand it. Like every night, you know, you're Duke, you're Carolina. Like people want to beat Warsaw, and that's a good thing, right? You don't want to be the team always trying to beat other people. You want to be the team being hunted sometimes. And I think our guys do appreciate these environments, and they're very worthy. And, you know, that's a team right there that, you know, Northridge, Penn, us, Concord, those games are possession games. And how it's officiated matters, and you got to make plays down the stretch to put yourself in a chance to win some of those tournament games. You can't count out Elkhart. You can't count out Goshen, because they're capable of winning games too. So, I'm excited to get back tomorrow and seeing how these guys respond.
Okay, we'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you.
Matt Moore, the Warsaw Tigers, the fall tonight 56-45, the hands of the Concord Minutemen. Time for the play of the game brought to you by Stonehenge, a championship golf course steeped in tradition on Pearson Road. See why people are raving about their banquet and conference room with a capacity up to 80. Reserve your holiday, wedding, or important meeting now. The play of the game, we go back to the third quarter, right? Warsaw's hanging in there. They are down by three. And Braden Messenger hit a three-pointer for his seventh, eighth, and ninth points of the season, or of the game, in his 18th three-pointer of the season. Two possessions went by. He gets the ball back in the exact same spot. He pulls the trigger again and hits again for his 10th, 11th, and 12th points of the game and his 19th three-pointer of the season. And from there, Warsaw played catch-up. They did have that one moment where they had a chance to get back in the game. They cut the deficit down to three, but they got no closer. And it was because of Messenger that they had that lead to start with. His two threes were the difference makers as Concord wins tonight over Warsaw by a final score of 56-45. That's the play of the game brought to you by Stonehenge on Pearson Road in Warsaw. We'll come back. We'll give you some scores, and we'll wrap up next on News Now Warsaw. A few minutes ago, it was so loud you could hardly hear yourself, and now it's me and the janitors. That's it. Warsaw falls to Concord tonight, 56-45. The Tigers are now 8-3 and 1-2 in the conference. Concord has won 7 straight and 11 out of 12. They are 12-2, and they are 3-1 in the NLC. Other boys' scores. Northwood leads Goshen in the fourth, 48-30. We'll see the Red Hawks in the Tiger Den tomorrow. Again, that is a 4:30 JV start. We'll have both the JV and the varsity games, and then we'll have the varsity girls game right after that here on News Now Warsaw. Plymouth leads Wallasey in the fourth, 37-29. And in a non-conference game, Valley leads Elkhart 45-34. Elkhart still looking for that first win of their boys' season. Girls games tonight, Northridge beat Mishawaka 74-18, and Valley beat West Lafayette 32-30. Here again, the final, 56-45. Concord beats Warsaw tonight. The Bob Lovell Show, Indiana Sports Talk, is coming up in just a couple of minutes. We'll have Tiger Talk tomorrow starting at 9 a.m. Please don't forget the girls' sectional draw is Sunday night from 5 to 7, and we'll have that here on News Now Warsaw as well. Thanks to all the people here at Concord. They take great care of us as always. Thanks to Steve back of the station. I'm Roger Grossman. Hope you enjoyed the broadcast. If not, the outcome, no matter where you're listening from around the world, on the internet or our app. Final scores tonight, Warsaw won the JV game 38-20, and Concord won the varsity game 56-45. Good night.